Putin marks anniversary of Crimea takeover with visit to occupied Ukraine. By John Hayward on March 20, 2023. Russian leader Vladimir Putin reportedly made his first visit to occupied Ukrainian territory over the weekend, stopping in Crimea on Saturday and the captive port city of Mariupol on Sunday. His trip to Mariupol was carefully stage-managed to make it look like residents welcomed him as a liberator. But a brave woman reportedly still managed to heckle him within range of the microphones. The Kyiv Independent, a staunchly pro-Ukrainian outlet, noted Putin's appearance in Crimea, limited largely to a historical park in Sevastopol, was timed to coincide with the 9th anniversary of Russia's annexation of the peninsula. The annexation was denounced as illegal by the UN General Assembly in May 2014 and has been described as such in numerous statements by organizations such as the Group of Seven Nations, G7, in the years since then. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky proclaimed over the summer that his goal is to liberate Crimea to revive world law and order. From Crimea, Putin pushed on to Mariupol, a once-thriving port city heavily damaged and partly depopulated by a relentless siege before falling into Russian hands in May 2022, and then to the Russian city of Rostov-on, where a command post for the Ukraine invasion force is located. The Kyiv Independent suspected one reason Putin made this trip was to flaunt the war crimes arrest warrant issued for him by the International Criminal Court, ICC, on Friday. The ICC is one of the organizations that denounced the annexation of Crimea, prompting Russia to withdraw from its foundational treaty in 2016. Russian state television dutifully recorded Putin meeting with a gaggle of supportive Mariupol residents on Sunday, but then a woman shouted in the background, "It's all lies. It's all just for show." The UK Telegraph described a panicked reaction among Putin's security team and media handlers when the heckler managed to interrupt his meet and greet with the supposedly happy residents of an apartment block that had to be reconstructed after Putin's troops blew it to pieces. One resident sobbed as she told Putin she now owned a piece of paradise after the leader asked if she liked her new apartment. "Wow, we have only ever seen you on television," said one man after shaking his hand. Putin's bodyguards, wearing microphones, hovered around him at all times during the visit, occasionally whispering into the ear of the resident or guiding them on where to stand. "We'll have to get to know each other better," the Russian president told the beaming residents. Putin may have some supporters in Mariupol, but the staged rockstar welcome was a bit much given that his effort to capture the city was one of the bloodiest campaigns in a very bloody war and featured the Russians accused of bombing a maternity ward in a children's shelter. Acts that were denounced as war crimes by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, OSCE. "The criminal always returns to the crime scene," jeered Zelensky advisor Mykhailo Podolyak after Putin's visit. While the countries of the civilized world are announcing the arrest of the war director in the event of crossing the border, the organizer of the murders of thousands of Mariupol families came to admire the ruins of the city and mass graves. Podolyak said Putin's visit showed cynicism and a lack of remorse. Russia's state-run TASS news service had a far more upbeat report on Putin's trip to Mariupol, labeling it a working visit and stressing that Putin drove his own vehicle around town, making stops at several locations. The president talked to residents of the Nevsky district and visited an apartment upon an invitation from a family living there, TASS wrote. TASS said Putin's deputy prime minister Murat Kosnulin traveled with Putin to prepare a report on the construction of new residential districts, social and educational facilities, utility infrastructure and medical centers. Kosnulin told state media during the trip that Mariupol will never leave Moscow's control. He claimed residents of the bombed-out city have started actively returning, drawn by the fabulous job Russian crews are doing of reconstructing the city. About three-quarters of the 450,000 residents fled during the siege as water and power systems failed. Another TASS report on Sunday quoted the Kremlin saying Putin gave instructions to officials in Mariupol on how to handle issues related to pay pauses, registration of the Russian citizenship, and Russian passports. A third piece quoted Putin promising to extend the posh new housing developments that one resident supposedly described as a small corner of paradise. The Moscow Times noted Zelensky did not directly reference Putin's trip to Mariupol in his weekly address on Sunday night, but he did promise that the evil state will be held accountable for every act of terror against Ukrainians and applauded the ICC for issuing an arrest warrant against Putin.